direct. From Guano Productions headquarters in the Los Angeles Underground, it's time for your new favorite podcast, The Superiority Complex. It's like honey in your ear holes. I have a question, John. You handed me right before we went to air. Welcome to The Superiority Complex, everybody, your new favorite podcast. Right before air, John handed me a Star Wars Space Punch sparkling vitamin drink with Boba Fett on it. Collector's edition number 9, Boba Fett. Also, here is a standee.
A standee of Boba Fett.
Yeah. You people on the radio can't hear me, but there is a giant Boba Fett we're all now looking at.
That's right.
Why are they marketing Boba Fett right now? What's coming out right now? What's wrong, Eduardo?
You said the people on the radio can't hear me, but there's a Boba Fett.
You can't hear me.
Yeah, you can see.
You are sick, aren't you?
I'll tell you what.
For all those at home who can't hear me.
So like 15
who aren't listening.
To all the ships at sea who can't hear me. I slept 1 hour last night, maybe.
Why?
Oh, my God.
I got home because I wasn't feeling well Monday, so last night at work, I drank a bunch of energy drinks.
Always a good idea.
And then I was really tired. I crashed hard. And I slept for about an hour, and the cat decided to just start meowing. But it was one of those things where I was so tired, I basically took a nap. And my body was like, well, we're ready to go now because I've had a nap. And my body had no idea that it was the middle of the night. So I just never went back to sleep. So I slept maybe an hour. I don't even think a full hour. So you're going to hear things like that.
Are you coming to board game night?
I don't know. I'm going to see Coco.
Don't sleep in the middle of the movie. You've been waiting for like
No, I'm not going to sleep. I've never fallen asleep in a movie theater except for the one movie I wanted to fall asleep during was Battlefield Earth, which was not my idea to see. Thank you, Herb Ishii, wherever you are.
I don't know, anybody who ever went to
It was an awful movie. It was awful. And I wanted to sleep, but my wife and my friend were both asleep, like, against me.
Oh, that's great.
So I couldn't sleep.
So they did go to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So I'm about to enjoy this Star Wars Space Punch.
You know, it's worth less if you open it up and drink it.
Do you know anybody? There's Rene Bravo. He loved Justice League.
Oh, they have Chewbacca on the other can. So next time I see Renee, I'll bring you a Chewbacca can.
Well, you should bring. I hope you
brought
enough.
There's like 15. There's like a Princess Leia. There's a.
I hope you brought enough for everybody.
What are you chewing? Nuffum.
Yeah. What is
Nuffum? Eh.
All right. So we got to get started here. We have a lot to talk about. Again, welcome to the Superiority Complex.
You're delirious.
Your new favorite podcast.
We want to be a good show.
It's going to be a good show.
It's going to be a good show.
There's going to be things that he'll say. And I'll say, did I say that?
I'm going to spend Thanksgiving editing. Happy Thanksgiving. He'll be hearing this. I may put this out on Thanksgiving.
You got to sleep, buddy.
Why?
At some point, you got to sleep.
Sleep is overrated. Yeah. Well, we have two special people in the studio today, Jake and John.
We're the special people.
Also, we have a returning guest. He's playing Pokemans right now, so he might not discuss that much with us. Eduardo is here. Remember Eduardo, everyone? Eduardo is, of course, part of the boarding party, which we're not allowed to call ourselves anymore, but our board game group. Hello, Eduardo.
Wait, why are we allowed to call ourselves that?
We can't call our podcast that. We can, but somebody else has that name.
Oh, okay. Got it.
I thought of a great name for our podcast last night. I was watching a basketball game, Crash the Boards. Crash the Boards. Why don't we call it Crash the Boards?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, that's the name. Done.
Or Nameless but Not Gameless. And our first-time friend, you just heard that little giggle. She has no idea what's going on. She's overwhelmed. She's staring at me like a deer in headlights right now. My friend Samantha's here. Hello, Samantha.
Hello.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going pretty good.
That's a good radio voice.
Thanks.
Samantha was concerned when I asked her to be on the podcast. She said she does not like the sound of her own voice. So if we can just blow up Twitter with all of the compliments for...
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
There you go. I can barely hear you. I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to make you nervous. Wait. Talk now.
Hello.
There it is. I'm gonna give you a little bit more. I'm going to give you...
All right.
Because you're very soft-spoken. You're a very soft-spoken person.
Say nerdy stuff.
No, she can't do it. There's only one person who can say it.
How come Justine never shows up anymore?
Well, she's here. She's just on the phone when she's here. So she's here, but she's not...
What I meant is, how come she's not physically here? And Patrick, how come they're not, like, here?
They had to. There was a week off because of work. They had a week. That's, they're like working 6 days or something crazy.
Ooh, that's
for the holidays. Yeah.
They need sleep.
Mm.
I go. Eh, sleep's overrated.
We saw them on Saturday. Mm. We did see them on Saturday. They looked great. They looked healthy. They were the very picture of health. We solved an escape room. Did it in how many minutes do we have left, Eduardo?
Five
minutes.
Much better than the Sherlock Holmes one we did.
Well, we
that
did
was 1 second.
Patrick
left.
Is not here to defend himself, so I will say that he did leave another clue unfinished, and I had to come up behind him. I came behind him, and I was like, "Hey, you didn't do this one," and it was actually a pretty big clue that led to something else. So
same thing with Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah. Have you done a Sherlock Holmes escape room?
Yes.
Yes, we did.
This one was better, I thought. Eduardo, you didn't do the
nope.
This one was a huge room. It was a big space. Probably the size of the store.
Oh, wow.
And it was all in, but there was a bunch of different puzzles and a lot more interactive. There was some of the, there were sounds were clues. There were effects that went off. There were pre-recorded voices that told the story as you went along. It was actually really well done, I thought. I liked it.
Hmm.
I would give it a thumbs up.
Interesting.
Yeah, thumbs up. Have you done escape room, Samantha?
I did one in Vegas once.
How was it?
With my cousins. It was pretty good. It was, me, my three cousins, my brother, and one of my cousin's boyfriends, and one of my younger cousins and I basically did the whole thing ourselves because everybody else was worthless.
Well, yeah, well, you know what?
There's always a couple of those dead weights.
You do find people. What I tried to do this time was delegate roles because there were a couple of people that were like, we've never done this. I don't think it's – but I felt like everybody contributed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt like everybody at one point at least said, you know – I don't think I contributed a lot, but I stumbled into stuff a couple of times. Eduardo found the Eduardo, you were pretty good. I'm not going to lie. I was impressed.
Thanks.
That Latino brain of yours. Yeah, that's it. People at home can't hear that.
He was tapping his forehead.
He was tapping his forehead. They can't hear that. They can't see that. Yeah. So we want to jump right in, and I have not seen Justice League, but I know people we've been talking about seeing Justice League. So Samantha, you've actually seen Justice League, and John saw Justice League. So Samantha, how are you on the DC movies so far? Did you like Suicide Squad? Did you like Batman versus Superman? Or were you okay with all those?
Yeah, I liked all of them actually. There were parts in Batman versus Superman that I didn't like. And Suicide Squad, I liked. My brother, he's more of the fan than I am. He wasn't as much of a fan of Suicide Squad.
Does he read the comics, though?
Yes.
And you don't?
No, I don't read the comics. I just watch the movies.
Okay.
And now I only know some stuff just because my brother's like a big...
I think that helps, though, Jake. I think not knowing going in, I think that does help.
That's probably, yeah, because my brother said something. Well, because like, he doesn't like who plays Lex Luthor, and he didn't like the way that the Joker was played.
If you come in with expectations, when you read all the comics, you come in just loaded for bear. If you haven't read them, then you're pretty open. You're open, like, oh, that's interesting.
All right, so now, John, you're a DC fan. You didn't like Suicide Squad, but you were willing to give...
I always give him a chance.
So as a person who likes the movie so far, what did you think of Justice League, Sam?
I like Justice League. I thought it was a little bit on the slower side, but, it was... Nothing to be like. There's more of a story leading up to the Justice League coming together.
Okay,
but I personally liked the movie,
and it wasn't just because of Aquaman. You liked everything else.
The girls love Aquaman.
Well, my wife is
Wonder Woman's my favorite.
Ah,
see, I loved Wonder Woman.
And I loved Wonder Woman. Yeah,
I think we all did here.
And she gets some wonderful stuff to do in this movie.
She does.
Yeah, she really does.
See, that would make me want to go see it. Yeah. I want to go see it because I want to see.
She has some wonderful sequences. Yeah,
our friend Hiddish, he said, "Go give it a shot." He said it wasn't bad.
I thought it was a vast improvement over Batman versus Superman.
Okay,
a vast improvement, and they give everybody their moment. You know, they give Aquaman some time. They actually make you care about Aquaman. If you don't give a shit about Aquaman, they actually give him a pretty cool backstory. The Flash is funny because he's like the kid of the group, and he's got some funny moments. They do more with Batman this time around. I don't want to give anything away because you haven't seen it, but it's got a better – I like the touch better. Some of that may be that Joss Whedon was in on the scripting. He gets a co-screenwriter credit, and I know that he came in and did some shooting, like reshoots and some post-production stuff. So I don't know how much of that is him and how much is Zack Snyder, but the banter comes fast and and feels a little bit more like an Avengers movie. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't feel forced. It actually is kind of fun to see him.
That's what I want.
It's a great idea that they don't get along. It's a great sort of like, you know what? You got these five guys in a room. They are not getting along. And then so, of course, it's more fun when they have to pull it together, you know.
I like that. I want – that's what's missing from the – what we talked about it. The DC movies always tend to be a little more serious.
Yeah. This has definitely got a little more levity in it. It's not an A plus, but it's vastly superior to the last two. I would give it like a B plus. You know,
was it better than Thor? I know you love Thor.
Yeah. You know, with Thor, I was kind of thrown for a loop. I enjoyed that last Thor movie. I was kind of thrown for a loop by how light it was. I wasn't prepared for how funny it was going to be. So yeah.
So you liked it better than Thor?
No, I wouldn't say that. It's apples and oranges.
John, pick one. You know the rule on the show.
They're
all superhero movies.
I'd say I liked it as much as Thor.
What
about
you, Sam? Yeah. Did you like Thor?
I liked Thor a lot.
Yeah.
Did you like Justice League better?
I don't know.
They're different?
Two completely different.
All right.
Like,
you're the
vibes.
Guest. I'm going to go
with you.
Can't
say that.
Thor.
Why'd you say Martha?
Different vibes.
Why'd you say Martha?
Yeah. You're a guest.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you. I'm going to be with you. When you come back next time, I'll just let you have it with both of them.
As usual, though, stay. There's two post-credit sequences that you're going to watch.
Ooh, is it teasing the Avengers?
No, this is Justice League. No, you see Mario.
It teases Infinity Wars.
Are they good?
Crossover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay for them.
Stay for the last one.
Stay for him.
I'll end up seeing it. I was actually going to go because I asked, like, you were there, Eduardo. I asked my daughter, I go, do you want to go hate watch Justice League with me? She's like, yes. And then I wasn't feeling well, so we didn't go.
No, I don't think you're going to hate it. I think you're going to have some fun.
I'll give it a shot. I went to see Suicide Squad.
I did too. I'm just curious. You know, I'll go see these movies because I'm curious. Christ's sake, I went to see Green Lantern. You know, I'm curious. It's not that I walk out of the theater whistling a happy tune, but I'm curious. What are they going to do with these iconic characters? You know,
and there was no Green Lantern in this one.
No, but I keep telling people if that movie had been a hit, the Green Lantern movie, you can bet he would have been in this Justice League movie. You know? But since it was a flop, they're like, okay, who do we got? Cyborg. Okay, he's in. Green Lantern's out. Cyborg's in.
Yeah, that's weird.
You know, if that had been a smash, he would have been in Justice League, no doubt.
Well, but look, they did the same thing with Hulk with the Avengers. Those two movies weren't great, and they kind of recast him for that, and they put him in there. So
the original Hulk movies were just kind of
– it would have worked.
Well, it's kind of funny the way that works. That Ang Lee directed one with – what was his name? Bama?
Ed Norton. Eric Bana.
Yeah, that's not considered part of the Marvel Universe canon. That's before they kind of – took it over. So the one they consider canon is the one with Edward Norton.
Mm-hmm.
Because you even get a little Iron Man thing in the end credits where he's trying to recruit. So they don't consider that first Hulk movie part of the official timeline.
That one's all right. It's okay.
It's a little silly.
My wife, Jennifer Connelly, is in it.
Yeah, boy, you can't knock a movie with Jennifer Connelly in it.
wait. Full title. My wife, comma.
Can't forget the comma.
You've done it a bunch of times. How does Nicole like that?
Hey, look, she said that if
what's your desert island?
She said that if Jason Momoa was a tree, she'd climb all over it. So
I guess you're okay.
Yeah, I'm okay with calling.
I guess you're okay.
At least I'm tasteful when I say.
I guess that's true. Well, let's make the rest of the show about Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah. Today we dissect the works of Jennifer Connelly.
I got one word for you. Rocketeer.
Starting with The Rocketeer. 1991's Rocketeer. Now, we have our guest Sam is here today, and she's probably wondering – we were probably wondering why we called you here today, Sam.
We want you to join the Justice League.
Yeah, we want you to join the Justice League. This is actually – we all have powers. John's mighty laugh can stop time.
Sounds like one of the Inhumans. We don't let him talk.
we just make him laugh. Tell him a joke. Quick, tell him a joke. You actually see the sound wave go out. The walls crumble.
Enough said.
I love it. John, by the way, a couple of people have mentioned on Twitter how adorable it is that you don't believe that we have listeners. Like they love it, the fact that you're just fascinated by the technology and that people actually listen. And I said, yeah, I really had to convince John that people we don't know listen to the podcast.
Well, like from New Zealand, you know? Yeah. That's great. They find it adorable that you're not quite sure how this works.
Yeah.
What's this dang fangled internet
thing? Like Encino Man. They're like, wow, this is great.
India.
No, but seriously, you have fans all the world over.
Wow.
People who I'm still
I still find it very hard to believe that it,
we're captivated
this,
by
that this
life.
Carries past the parking lot, you know.
But what are you talking about? I come in here, I do good work. I got an hour of sleep. I'm in here.
No,
working my butt off.
I'm just talking about the technology of it. It's not you. I have no doubt that you're not.
I'm the hardest working man in the podcast business.
Can we be the Fabulous Flame?
We are. You guys are the Fabulous Flame.
And now, here he is, the hardest working man in podcasting.
That's why we have the young and the old on the show.
I love that. That's why we have the young.
We have you kids, and then we have me and John.
And then we have the very old.
And then you guys talk about your Skrillex.
Skrillex and our YouTubes.
And your Lady Gagas. Yeah. And your...
And we'll talk about Chick Webb. Yeah. Everyone's all, huh?
And your dang trap music.
And your dang drum and bass and your...
The drum and the bass.
Your skiffle.
It's so weird that you're mentioning things that are like 5 years old.
I know. That's as current as I can get.
I love that. When people look at you and go, you do know that that's already 5 years old. It's like...
Sam, let's talk about it.
She's all, that's so
talk about
years
that
ago.
One bass trap.
That's so funny.
Tell me everything you know about the one bass trap.
Sam, how do you feel about Bo Diddley? Be honest.
I don't even know who that is.
Sam, what is your... Can I ask you a personal question?
Of course.
Who is your favorite recording artist?
I don't have one favorite.
What kind of
What's
music?
What's one you listen to right now?
I listen to more electronic music right now.
EDM? EDM.
Yes.
So you like you like I'm going to name guys from 5 years ago.
The Skrillex.
You like the Paul Oakenfolds and the Timo Moss.
The Skrillex is still around, right? Is he still doing stuff?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, he's still around.
It's not like we mentioned...
No, he's still...
Okay, he's still a thing.
He's still known.
Okay.
Is he?
It's not like...
So
I listen to pretty much everything, really, though. The only thing I don't listen to is like heavy metal... Screaming music, I can't get.
Are you talking about just like metal? Like, okay, let's say like Metallica.
Well, how far will you go into that?
Yeah, like in that genre. Like, I know who Metallica is, but I don't really listen. I don't like listening to them.
Okay, yeah, I can. I get it. Like really hard. Like really. Like screamo music,
yes,
I have no.
Yeah, I can't.
Screamo.
No. It's gotta be.
I can't.
I have no interest in. That zero interest.
It needs to be tasteful, exactly. And it needs to be spaced out throughout the song. At least for me.
Oh, yeah. She is spaced out.
Because if it's like if it's constant screamo, it's just it's kind of abrasive. Screamo.
What about a Porter Robinson? You like Porter Robinson?
I love Porter Robinson.
My daughter loves Porter Robinson, so that's like the only. Name I can give
I
you.
I love Porter Robinson.
There you go. So she has good taste. Good for you, kid.
Thanks.
I feel like it's because I played all those Kinks records for her as a kid, but you know, I don't want to take too much credit for it. Okay, so now we're not going to talk about music just yet. We will get to that.
Okay.
Too late.
A little bit because you have a list.
Too late.
We're not going to talk about your favorite.
It'll be
music.
A preview.
Okay.
We're not going to talk about Eduardo. Why are you being so quiet? Are you playing Pokemon?
No, I don't even have it out.
I can't even see you.
It'd be great if he's all. No, I'm looking at Bo Diddley.
Are you looking at? Actually, I'm on Spotify. I don't even know how to type it. Bo.
B-O.
That's his first name. Bo.
B-O.
Diddley.
Samantha, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
You doing all right? How's this conversation going for you so far?
She's all, I've never been so bored.
Are you bored?
I've never been so bored in all my life. You might as well be talking.
Are you bored out of your mind?
No, not at all.
This is like the highlight of your day, right?
Highlight of my day.
Highlight of your week?
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure.
Really?
Yep.
What did it...
We got like a whole 4 days to go.
Yeah,
it's a little early to be saying that.
I haven't done anything... Since I worked Monday.
Thanksgiving
and then
is tomorrow.
I had yesterday
though.
Off, and all I did was watch. It's a show on Netflix called Mindhunter.
Oh, how
I've heard that.
Is it good?
Really good. I mean, I watched 10 episodes. Yesterday,
it's about early like serial killer profilers, right?
Oh. Who's the big name on that? Ridley Scott, is he involved?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, because they like interview these serial killers and these psychopaths to like get to know so they can like catch these people in the future to like see why they did it.
And they're
pretty cool.
And they're real. They're based on real cases, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause they talk about like Manson and stuff.
So Justine should watch that show.
Oh, she'd love it.
Yeah.
You got to tell her.
Maybe she's a co-writer on
that. She's probably already seen it.
Co-producer on that show.
we make fun of Justine who's usually here. She is. It's David Fincher.
There we go.
It's David Fincher. And Charlize Theron is an executive producer. Justine loves murder podcasts, like true life podcasts, like true life murder podcast. And we all say like that's the last thing we want to listen to is like how somebody got murdered. But That's why it's going to be the perfect crime when she knocks off her boyfriend, because she will have known how to do it. Listening to hours and hours. Is that what you're doing?
I don't listen to murder podcasts, but I watch all the different like murder TV shows and, you know, like How to Get Away with Murder and, you know, Bones and Law and Order.
What are you trying to tell me?
To piss you off.
Just, I know.
You know how to hide a body?
I know how to hide a body. Okay.
those are like top rated shows. Well, everybody knows how to hide a body now.
I am never, ever going to mess with Samantha. Never. I'm never. Just like, hey, girl. I'm always going to be super nice to her.
Hey, Sam.
How you doing, Sam?
How you doing?
Hey, please don't kill me. How you doing,
Sam? Yeah, hey.
I bought you this brand new phone. You don't kill me, please.
Your car. You have a flat tire you need to ride home?
I have a brand new tire for you.
I'm going the opposite way, but I'll get you an Uber. And I'll make sure you get it.
Just take my car. I'll take your car. Everything will be fine.
No, you don't give her the car. She runs the tags. She knows where you live. No, you're dumb. What are you doing?
Well, if she wanted to kill you, she would have.
That's
already.
Great. Sam's just all, you know, they're just television shows.
But you learn. You learn from TV.
Like Sesame Street.
Just like fun fact. Like in the TV shows, movies, when they're wiping off prints off of like a gun and they just take a Kleenex and wipe it. It doesn't actually get rid of the fingerprints. You have to actually like put your like hot breath on it and then wipe it for the fingerprints to actually really disappear.
How do you? What do you
My mom just told me that the other day.
Your mom told you.
I like to see your mom.
So we have to keep an eye out for your mom too.
No, it's because my mom watches How to Get Away with Murder.
Where
too.
Does your mom
oh
live?
My God,
she lives up in Hercules, up in the Bay Area.
Okay, so she calls Never you from the there. Bay, and she's like. Hey, Sam, just in case you need to take guns off of prints off a gun, make sure you blow on it like a pair of glasses.
No, we were just talking because she just came into town on Saturday to cook my brother and I a Thanksgiving dinner since we're working Thanksgiving.
God bless mom.
I know. Yeah. She's the real MVP.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Good for her.
And so then we were just discussing the season finale of How to Get Away with Murder.
Well, because, you know, Thanksgiving dinner, invariably, you know, there's a lull in the conversation. And, you know, your mom's, I could just imagine her leaning back.
Mom, how do I get away with murder?
Leaning back with, like, a glass of red wine. And, you know, it's kind of a lull. And she goes, oh, by the way, dear, I was watching How to Get Away with Murder. Did you know? And then.
Yeah, we were discussing the show.
So, Sam, part of the reason I asked you here is because we were talking about movies. And you were saying that part of what you want to do is be an art director.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're an artiste.
I am an artiste.
You are something of an artiste.
Got my bachelor's degree in it.
Mm. What do you specialize in? What type of art?
Well, I do photography. I can draw. I do a lot of digital stuff on the computer with Photoshop and Illustrator. So I can create logos. I've designed like websites, business cards, you know, movie posters. All that kind of stuff.
Now, we have I'll give you a chance to, like, plug that. And I'll tell you at the end of the show, like, tell them where your website is. They can see your work and do all that good stuff.
Cool.
So what drew you into wanting to be an art director?
Well, at first, when I know since I was a kid, I wanted to be an artist when I grew up. That's all I wanted to know. So as I got older, I was looking into things that I could do to make money. And when I first went to college, I wanted to be a children's book illustrator. And after the first semester, I was like, nah, it's not really what I want to do anymore. Plus, the book industry is just going down. Everything's just so digital these days, or these audiobooks. So I looked into what else I can do that I can still make good money in.
Yeah.
So I found advertising.
So you have no interest in being a starving artist?
Yeah, no.
You're like, I want to
be able to pay off my student loans.
Yes. You want to sell out. Do it.
Yes.
That's what we do. The second somebody buys this podcast, you guys are out. I don't
Good
care.
To know. Good to know where your loyalties lie.
We're going to pay $1 million and we're bringing in, it's going to be a morning zoo. I'm like, yes, let's do it.
As long as you split it.
A morning zoo. Okay. That's so great. Yeah. Got the cowbell.
Yeah. They're going to have like sound effects. So you decided, looking into it,
for advertising.
Bless you.
Because I can, in advertising, it's not a dying world. I mean, companies are always going to need to advertise. And that way I could do photography, I could do film, I could do commercials, print stuff, I can still draw. So I went into advertising, and that's when I became an art director.
And now you want to go into film.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to work for an ad agency anymore. I want to be an art director in the film world.
So what is the difference to the – of course, we all know here because we're astute. But explain to the the dumb people listening at home.
Great.
What?
Patrick,
just kidding. And then everybody tuned out.
Yeah, no. Explain to me, because I'm dumb, what the difference between art director, say, in advertising, what an art director would do, as opposed to on a film.
Well, and for advertising, like in an ad agency, I would be creating. So a company would come to me and say, we need to either promote our whole brand as a company or this specific product. And so then I would have to come up with, okay, well, who's their target audience? Who do they want to talk to? And come up with an idea, campaign, an idea. So for somebody, when they're walking down the street, I have to be able to catch their eye and I have to make them want to buy this product or the company. And so as an art director, I would create these ideas and create a whole campaign. Whereas in a film, you have just an idea of how things are going to be executed in a movie.
Yeah.
So you're working with the director and you're working with the writers and kind of creating the visual part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like a director might have, I want to do this, but then we help execute it. And
now, when you're watching a movie like Justice League, are you watching it with, like, are you just watching it as a person, or are you watching it with an eye for, I like the way they did this, or
both.
A critical eye?
Yeah.
Both.
Well, we all look at it with a critical eye, but I I wouldn't look at necessarily like.
Well, like I look at these posters, for example, behind you. Like you guys might just look at them and think, you know, oh, that's a cool looking poster. But I look at everything. I look to see where the type was placed, the size of the type. Why do they choose that specific font? Why is that character kind of bleeding off of the page? Why is he not like further in? Things like that's what I look at when I look at posters.
I would never look at that. I honestly would never look at
that. I drive my mom insane. We'll be walking. I'm like, why did they choose that typeface? That's terrible. Oh, look at the spacing. That's terrible. And I'm like, why can't you just look at something and say, oh, that looks nice?
It must drive you nuts.
It's your job, too.
It must drive you nuts how many bad movie posters there are these days.
They're all the same color hues.
Yes.
All the characters facing back.
And nobody uses art anymore. I mean, it's all photography. Nobody does like a painting anymore for a movie.
It's very rare. Yeah. That, and they always just take like a picture of like a... from a scene or something, or they just put the actors' faces up there, which, and the main reason why a lot of movies do that is especially when those big name actors is because some people will just go see that movie just because of,
right,
not necessarily,
but there's an artistic way to do that. If you think of like all of like the Drew Struzan's work,
bingo,
like the stuff for like Raiders of the Lost Ark,
and that's gotta be the last guy that
Star Wars and all those, you do have
the
cast is featured prominently, but there's also art involved.
Yes,
exactly. It's not just a
and it's doing something that a photo couldn't. It's just even the new Star Wars posters I'm not taken with. You know, I think it would be so much better if they were painted.
The new Star Wars movies.
I thought they'd get somebody. If they couldn't get Drew Struzan, I thought they'd get somebody to paint. If he's not interested in doing it anymore, they'll get somebody. They're not painting him anymore.
Let me ask you this. What is, like, let's say in the last few years, like, what movie poster have you looked at and said, that's good? Because it's always like you're right, it's always a photograph. I've never thought about that. Mm. But
it's
I'm thinking of, even when you look on Netflix and they have the movie posters on Netflix.
It's always the big actor.
It's always just somebody's face.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't tell you anything about the movie.
I don't even know.
Stranger Things.
I mean, Stranger Things is...
They did that to look like a Drew Struzan. It just came out on DVD. I thought, oh, they're doing that to look like a video box, like a Struzan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you seen that? You must love that
Stranger
packaging.
Things?
That on the DVD, it looks like it's a VHS box.
Yeah, it's a Target. I love it.
It's even got the scuff marks. It looks like a VHS
box. Is it really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really, it's dope.
It's like that game I bought that we still haven't played, but it looks like the VHS cassettes.
Mm-hmm.
They really put a lot of work into this one. I just saw it the other day, But I mean, that's because they're trying to capture that 80s vibe. And that's when those painted posters were really...
I'm trying to rack my brain and think, because I would think that a good poster now would stand out because you can't...
That's how long it's been.
I mean, it's... I don't have one off the top of my head. I mean, like, my living room, my brother's an actor, so we're both, you know, we love film. And so our living room is film. And so we have movie posters, like, framed up on our living room wall. So we have, like, Jaws. We have Rocky.
All the good ones.
Top Gun. We have... Indiana Jones, I think it's Raiders of the Lost Ark.
That's that's a great one. With he's just got he's holding the whip and he's just that's a good one.
It's like up and
Drew, that's a Drew Struzan, right? Yeah,
Yeah. That's got to be the last guy that did it on a regular basis. And, you know, he came back, I think, for those prequels, and then he hung it up. You know, he's just painting for fun now.
You know who should paint more movie posters is Alex Ross. Why wouldn't he do that?
I'm surprised more people don't tap him for
to do
things.
At least the Marvel stuff or even
the DC stuff. Yeah. Like we're looking at one right behind you. That's a Alex Ross DC. Somebody's made a decision not to do that.
It all looks watercolor. He does good work.
Mm-hmm.
That would drive me crazy not to be able to enjoy a movie like that, or just walk and see a poster.
Yeah. I mean, even when I'm watching film, like, I'll watch, like, not necessarily the first time I watch it, but at least the second time when I go back, I look at, like, the smaller things and wonder, well, why they do that or, you know.
Do you have any...
As just, like, an artist standpoint.
Do you have any movies that you, like, are just egregious? You go, this is terrible because... Or I can't enjoy this movie because they made this choice?
No. I haven't had one like that. Yeah. I mean, I've had parts where, like, I was like, I didn't like that part of the movie. Because of why they did that, but
what's blown you away? A recent film, like in the last year, where it just blew you away, the production design or the art design?
Oh,
like the Alien movies? Do you like those? The art design on those?
They're all right.
Ah, boy, that speaks volumes.
Well, I bet you, if she saw the original.
Well, I have.
H.R. Giger.
I mean, I was just never like into those films.
Don't
I don't know why.
But what's one that would you just say races to the top of your list for like best art direction in a movie?
Oh gosh,
for all time, just like oh yeah, that's the top of the heap.
That's the
boy.
One.
I'm under pressure now.
David Bowie,
Labyrinth.
Queen
in a movie,
Labyrinth.
No, she said under pressure.
Oh,
I'm helping her out.
Oh, I see.
I'm helping her out.
Oh my under goodness, pressure. I don't know. I can't pick one.
All right,
Castle in the Sky.
I don't even know.
That's good.
Now, do you watch animated movies the same way?
Not as really, just because I can't animate.
Yeah.
I've tried. It's really hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I just, when I watch animation films, I'm just always like, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Because
you don't look at it with the same eye as you do, like, yeah.
Yeah, just because I don't know, I haven't done it, so it's kind of different.
Like live action.
Yeah.
And last time, am I allowed to talk about the whether or not we talked about something and you had submitted some work?
Oh yeah, we can talk about that.
Did you hear anything back?
No, I haven't heard anything back yet.
All right, I'm rooting for you.
I'm hoping that since it took so long to get to me the first time I applied, that it's just
you did submit some posters though.
I did submit some posters.
I love it.
Yes.
What other movie posters are in your living room? I want to know this thing. We have Jaws.
Yeah, so we had Jaws, Rocky, Indiana Jones, Top Gun. We have Batman.
You know what?
For a photograph,
that Top Gun is pretty good because it's the one of him with the he's got like the glass.
Well, it's got it's him and her.
Yeah,
and
she's
like in a square, and she's like over his.
She's
shoulder,
leaning on him,
and then
that's a very
behind. It's like the planes and the with the sun.
It's a very iconic poster from my youth.
Top Gun's one of my favorite movies.
Is it?
It is.
It ironically or unironically?
Unironically.
Okay.
Ironically?
It's weird that you'd have to ask that.
Like, well, because a lot of people like it now ironically.
Because
but it was a huge
no.
Like they think it's campy or something.
Yeah.
Because my mom's a huge Tom Cruise fan. So any Tom Cruise movie that came out, she was watching it.
I'm going to give you guys...
Top Gun I've known since I was little.
I'm going to give you guys a movie from the same era that I watched today. They remade it recently with Thor, but when I couldn't sleep tonight, I watched a 1984 classic, Red Dawn. Oh, that's yeah. Right,
that's good.
Red Dawn does not hold up.
No,
does
it,
not hold
it
up.
Barely held up. It barely held up when it came out.
Yeah.
Well, the remake, no bet.
But let me tell you something. I was like 13 or 14 when that movie came out, so it was like there's going to be commies dropping out of the sky any minute.
Well, that was in the. Boy, that was smack dab in the middle of the Reagan years. That was a movie that was so in tune with what was going on in the White House. I remember at the time thinking, Jesus, this is just like a propaganda poster.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, is it John Milius? I think that's
John Milius
movie. Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Have you seen it, Eduardo?
Nope. I have. I also saw parts of the remake, too.
Is that like Patrick Swayze?
Patrick Swayze, Charlie Sheen.
Elizabeth Shue?
C. Thomas Howell. No, it's Jennifer Grey from Dirty Dancing.
A lot of kids in it.
Yeah. It was basically
kids
half of the cast.
Commies.
It was basically half the cast of Outsiders fighting communists.
Like what happens? I remember the trailer for it. You know, what happens when the commies jump from planes and parachute into like Nebraska, and like they're in school and they're looking out the windows, and here come all these commies parachuting into the high school football field. It's like, what are we doing now? It's up to these kids, this scrappy band of kids, to defend. They're going to take to the hills and defend America.
Wolverines.
It's like, really? These five kids are going to...
It's a great movie, John.
It's good.
They're going to repel all
this
the commies?
John, don't knock it.
It's good. It's good, John.
Have you seen it?
Radon, I've seen it once.
The original?
Did you cry?
Yeah, the original. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been a long time since I've seen it.
So you did cry.
Probably.
You cried because that's 2 hours you won't get back. 2 hours of your life you'll never get back.
I like that you finally just went with it. So, so you did cry.
It's like more like next question.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like to work with the most? Like painting or pen and ink? Or?
I would say either like charcoal or pen and ink. I'm not much of a painter. I mean, I will, but I was never much of a painter because I can't fix it as easily as if I'm with pen or ink or pencil or markers. I can kind of fix that a little bit better.
Yeah.
Painting's a little harder for me.
Well, we don't make mistakes. We only make happy accidents. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, haven't you studied under Bob Ross?
I'm kind of a perfectionist when it comes to my work.
I can never figure out how somebody can fix it like with watercolors. It seems like you make a wrong move, you're fucked. And I don't know how you would fix something with watercolors.
What is it? Is it Blue Boy? Is it Blue Boy that has...
Oh, that's oil, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's actually...
Oh, underneath it.
Underneath it, there's actually another painting that he just was like, meh.
I think a lot of... They do that a lot. They x-ray these films. They go, oh, there's something... Like, even Leonardo da Vinci, I think, they go, you know there's another painting under this? He just said, out of hell with it. I don't want to buy another canvas or, you know.
That's so crazy.
They can do that now. They'll x-ray it and go, wow, there's a whole nother, like a different painting under it. This isn't like he was changing it. This is another painting under the painting.
He's got bored of that one.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So you're like, nope, I'm not going to paint. Can you fix it with charcoal, though? Is that easy to...
Paint?
Is it easy to fix?
Oh, with charcoal?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, because, I mean, you can erase some, and you can, you know, still make it darker over, and you can make it go light, and so it's kind of easy to... Whereas paint, you can't, like, touch it. You just have to, like, put more paint on it to...
Oh, okay. Like, and that might not be the look you're going for.
Yeah.
Got to let it dry and then paint over it.
Yeah. I don't have the patience for
Make one mistake and you have to wait an hour for it to dry.
Charcoal, I mean, I can touch and stuff, and it's kind of easy if I had to, like, smudge it around and move it, but...
What do you paint when you paint or when you draw? What do you like to draw? Do you have anything in particular?
Nothing in particular. I'm not much of a drawing people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can, but I'm not one really much for it. Especially like detailed people, I can do like sketches and it looks all right, but detailed people, like, it's not my...
Like a still life or something?
Yeah, I mean, I've drawn a big still life. In college, I had a drawing class that I had to take, and I had to draw a big portrait of somebody for one of my finals, and I drew Ryan Gosling.
How was that? Was he saying, hey, girl? Did you do the meme of him saying, hey, girl?
No, I didn't.
That would have been the best.
It was like a headshot of him, and it actually turned out really well.
Why'd you pick Ryan Gosling?
Well, I was just, like, looking online at a photo to, like, be able to draw from. It was just, like, an easy photo to be able to do. Plus, I mean...
You're going to be looking at him for hours and hours. You want to at least enjoy it.
I spent 17 straight hours drawing it.
That's what I wanted to get to. Is that your guy? Is Ryan Gosling your...
He's one of them.
He's your Jennifer Connelly?
He's one of them.
Your husband, Your husband, Ryan Gosling. Top five. We always do this on the show. Top five.
I would say definitely Ryan Gosling.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ryan Reynolds as well because he's also hilarious.
Yes, see?
Joe Panic, he's not an actor. He's a baseball player for the San Francisco Giants.
No, we don't know.
Mario's head just blew up.
Next. As soon as you said that, I was like, nope.
Giants, nope.
Sorry. I know he just got married, but...
He's no Cody Bellinger.
No.
Just threw that out there.
Who else? Tom Cruise is a little bit older, but I could get down with Tom.
You like
Cruise.
The way he?
I could get down with Tom.
You
Cruise.
Like the way he runs?
I do.
Yeah,
that straight back.
It's all I you mean, see.
Straight back.
It's all you see is him running. Gotta get used to it.
Every movie, he's running.
That's
yeah.
it. I won't. Okay, Tom.
We need to make a compilation movie of him running and be like 5 hours long.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Tom, we have this. We have a role for you. You're actually going to play the role of Harry S. Truman. Do I get to run? He's like a
no.
10-minute scene of him running down the halls of. Drop the bomb. He's straight back.
And then just running down a seemingly endless hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Be good movie.
It's always got to be that one scene. But so you do like him in Tom. When you see Top Gun, you're like, hey, young Tom Cruise.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Cocktail.
Oh, my God. Cocktail. Color of Money.
Yeah. All of them.
All the Right Moves. Did you ever see that one?
I did.
Wow. Risky Business.
Oh, yeah.
Few Good Men?
Yes.
The New Mummy?
The Outsiders?
I liked him in The New Mummy, but I didn't. The New Mummy was just okay for me.
Do you go see the Jack Reacher movies?
I've seen part of them.
What about, what did I just say? Mm. The Outsiders. Isn't he in The Outsiders? He is in The Outsiders.
Yes, he is.
He has a very small role.
Yes.
Yeah. The last time you would have a small role.
Yeah. Is him running?
Yeah, it's him running.
He's always running.
Taps? Was he in Taps? He is in Taps.
Yeah, he plays
Taps.
A bad guy in Taps.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like the one that wants to go nuts.
The one where he's a machine getting the kids. Isn't a beautiful man? Yeah. It's like, yeah.
I'm trying to think of all. Man, he's been in a million movies.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry Maguire?
Oh, of course.
That's my favorite. You know, say Jerry what you Maguire. Will about Tom Cruise, whether you like him or not. Jerry Maguire, love it. Yeah. What do you think, Eduardo? Where do you land on Tom Cruise?
He's okay. I don't watch a lot of his movies.
A Few Good Men?
Haven't seen it.
Every Mission Impossible?
Haven't seen it.
I like all the Mission Impossible
movies. I do too.
They're good. They're fun. Yeah,
every one of them. I've gone to see every
Tom
one
Tom Cruise
of
running.
The most recent one is pretty good too.
Yeah, they're all good.
Well, the newest one that's coming out, he's...
American Made?
They had to hold off filming for a while because he's been trying to practice the stunt. It's his biggest stunt. Yeah, and they said it could possibly kill him. Like if things go wrong, it could be his last movie.
Didn't he break his foot when he did?
Yeah, he broke his foot.
He's so trying to be Jackie Chan.
Oh, and also that last Mission Impossible, he's hanging onto the plane.
Yeah, it's bigger than this.
Bigger than hanging onto a plane as it's taking off.
Yeah,
Spider-Man did that, John.
Apparently,
old news.
Digitally, he did it. I think Tom really did it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's done all of his own stunts, Tom Cruise.
Yeah, he broke his foot on The Mummy. You know, what a movie to break your foot on.
Yeah, and like The Samurai, he learned how to speak Japanese. He learned how to, samurai.
He learned how to samurai?
Whatever, what is that called?
That's a verb. Like,
that's it, yeah. That's a verb,
yeah.
Is that right?
He learned how to samurai,
yeah. He learned how to samurai, that's it.
That's one of the. I'm surprised you know that one. It's an advanced technique. That one.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I practiced.
That's the check, please. That's that.
The ancient.
Tom Cruise. I didn't realize he's trying to be Jackie Chan. He is trying to be Jackie.
He can never beat Jackie Chan.
No.
Even now, Jackie Chan could probably outdo
Jackie Chan or Tom Cruise. Guys.
Jackie Chan.
Two completely different things.
I gotta know.
But Jackie Chan.
Did you see The Foreigner?
I did not. I heard it was great.
Yeah, I heard it was good. Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
The Foreigner.
Not only is Jackie Chan a master.
Always, yeah.
He's also taught everybody that he's ever worked with.
So. I'm surprised Tom Cruise hasn't called him up and said, Jackie, how do I do this without killing myself?
I bet he has. I bet you he has.
I wonder what the stunt is. Now I want to know. Is this for Mission Impossible?
It's the new one that's coming out, yeah.
He dives off the Empire State Building into a pool of water.
Is he going to run? I bet you he's leading up to the stunt.
That's a stunt. He's not running.
Stunt is he has to sit still. Running,
that would kill him.
Running from East Coast to West Coast without stopping.
Oh, Edge of Tomorrow?
That was a good one.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I've seen that one.
That's Live, Die, Repeat is what it's called.
That was a manga for me.
No, I don't think so.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
How was it?
I like the manga. I haven't seen the movie. The
movie was pretty damn good.
It came out on June 6th.
But it's funny how for the DVD, they make it look like it's Live, Die, Repeat.
It's like Groundhog's Day, but in war.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's good. It's pretty good. Yeah. Manga, only pawn in Game of Life.
I know. Let's give them the manga.
Hey, we already went 50 minutes. 5-0. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we have something for Samantha. We have an activity for you.
Okay.
It involves charcoal and a piece of paper.
It involves charcoal.
And a piece of paper.
And me and John and Eddie and Jake and we're all going to be in different poses holding fake guns, and we're going to have a lot of big muscles.
And you have 5 minutes.
And I'm going to be holding a shield. And
I want to be 6 feet tall.
Yeah, Eduardo wants to be tall, and holding his palm out like that with like a glowing thing in the middle of it. And you're going to make Jake green.
Okay.
And
just green and nothing else. Want to keep not going to be the Hulk. I'm just going
to
be green.
We want you to put John in a slinky black leather outfit. Slinky black leather outfit.
Just put make me Doctor Strange. I can. I'm fat. I can put the cloak around my. I can put the cloak.
You can
up.
Marlon Brando it in a pocket now. Just, yeah. We'll shoot you in the dark.
Exactly. If you make me the green with charcoal, I'll be very impressed.
Okay, so we got Hulk, Doctor Strange,
tall dude.
Yeah, Iron Man.
Oh, you'll be tall, dude.
Yeah, I wanted you to have the light, and then I'm Captain America, but you got to say it like that. All right, say it.
I love it. Say
America,
it. Say it.
Captain America, I like it.
Why did you say it like that?
Because you said it.
All right, we'll be right back. Thank you. Finally, they do what I say.
Yeah.
When I don't want them to.
It only took you 5 years.
Yeah, it took. Yeah.
He does as I say.
He's mine to command.
Do as I say. 5 years later.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back with more of your new favorite podcast. Sam, tell all the people where they can find your work.
www.samantha-a-moore.com.
That's samantha-a.moore.com.
Samantha-a-moore.com.
Hey, we're back, everybody. That was a lovely break and a false start on the offense. 5-yard penalty. First down. Is that first down?
Second down.
Thank you. All right, guys. We're going to play a game, Samantha. You don't know what this is.
I don't.
We do this with all our new guests. It's a little game. It's called Choose One. It's by Looney Labs. I keep hoping they'll give us a free plug and send us some flux boxes or something. Anyway, the point of the game is we do not – none of us know you. We know you, but I know you, but not – I don't know you well. Okay. So this is a chance for us and the audience to get to know you.
Perfect.
So on each card is – there's one choice. There are two choices, I'm sorry. We don't know what they are. Sometimes it'll say pretzels or chips, or it'll say – ham or tuna. You just hold the card. You read it up, and then you read the card. I can't even talk. Hold the card up. Read it out loud. Not necessarily in that order. And then we are going to vote on which one we think you pick.
Okay.
And it's a little game we play.
Okay.
And then whoever wins gets to dip their hand in the prize box. And you, being a guest, you get to dip your hand in the prize box. You don't know what's in there.
Okay.
It's exciting stuff.
All right.
Especially if you're an art designer.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So today, participating in today's match are Jake. I'm writing this down.
Okay.
Eduardo. John Sandy. How you doing, John?
Good.
Looking good.
Thank you.
And myself.
And Charles Nelson Reilly.
And Glenn Strange as the monster. All right. So what is the first card?
All right. Homer or Bart?
Ooh, this is...
a good one. Ooh. Okay, I got it. Wait. Yeah, I got it.
All right, I'm going to say Homer.
I'm going to say Bart.
Bart.
I'm going to say Bart.
It's Homer.
Yeah!
Wow. Why?
Why
is it Homer?
I just like Homer better. It's
John's like, why? Why was I wrong? Why? Tell me why.
Why did you say Homer?
Why did you say
why? Why did you say Homer?
Why did you say Homer?
Tell me why.
Sorry. Ain't nothing but
why did I do that?
Who is it?
Now Jake's going to sing. Why did, Eduardo's giving me the dirtiest look.
I have to drive back with it.
I'm sorry, Eduardo. All right, what's next?
Painting or sculpture?
Oh! Well, this is picked totally random. Well. I'm going to say sculpture.
Ah, a wild card.
But we don't know if she can sculpt. Well,
we know you don't like to paint.
I'm going to go with painting.
Do you like sculpture?
I'm still going to go with painting.
I'm going to go sculpt.
I'm sculpture.
I'm going to go with painting.
John, what do you
say? I feel
like
you dabble in sculpture.
What do you say?
I'm going to say sculpture.
What do you got, kid?
I'm about to say sculpture.
Because yes. She said she didn't like painting.
Yeah. You can fix your mistake out of sculpture.
Sculpture, and it's kind of fun.
Yeah, unless you drop it.
Yeah.
You can fix your mistake by mashing it into a pile and then just starting,
starting over.
Unless it's marble.
All right.
Well, you can still mash it into it.
Mash it.
Smash it.
This is a good one. All right, PlayStation or Xbox?
Wait, let's... Okay, so this is just in general? Because I would be okay, which generation? Are you thinking with current generation?
PS2 or Xbox One?
I would say just in general.
Because I was originally. Originally, I was PS2, then I was Xbox 360, but now I'm back to PS4.
I don't know why we're going to the
first game ever.
I don't know about the Xbox One. Yes, Xbox One.
Well, the graphical capabilities of the.
Sounds like Rookie and Bullwinkle.
Yeah.
Hey, Rock. Hey, Rookie.
Hey, Rock. Won't you pull an Xbox out of my hat?
Again?
That trick never works.
That game never works.
I'm going to say PlayStation.
I'm going to say PlayStation, too.
I'm going to go with Xbox. I've been wrong this whole time. I don't know.
I'm going to say PlayStation.
Yeah.
PlayStation.
Just so I can say it that way.
Yeah, it's PlayStation.
Yeah.
I knew PlayStation.
PS1, PS2, PS3, PS4.
Oh. You never had a 360?
Nah, I hate Xbox.
The hate's a strong word.
Have you tried it?
I have.
I'm on the same boat. I don't
like the controller. I like the controller on Xbox 360.
The 360 was better.
Xbox 360, not Xbox One.
PlayStation is so small and
smooth, svelte.
So smooth, yeah.
I was playing PlayStation this morning when I couldn't sleep. I was playing Star Wars Battlefront 2. That game is impossible. Just so you guys know. This is the weirdest thing.
I mean, you have to spend 40 hours to get Luke or Darth.
No, you don't anymore. We have to a follow up. Aaron brought that up last time.
Yeah.
Our good friend Aaron.
Did they immediately redact it?
You know Aaron Flores?
Flores?
Sam?
What was that?
You know Aaron Flores?
Yes.
Yeah. He brought up the fact. No, the week it was supposed to come out, the CEO of Disney called EA and said,
"Oh yeah, fix heard about that.
You're damaging one of our number one properties. This better not happen." That's literally what happened.
Is that Robert Iger?
Yeah. So they pulled they took all the microtransactions out. They still have them in place, and there are things that say, "Oh, use this to get more crystals," and that you go to click on it, and it says. No longer sold. These are no longer available or not being sold.
I love that. That's crazy. The
Disney
power.
Disney yelled at us. We can't do this.
But here's the thing. It messed up the game. It messed up the ranking system because the ranking system was based on those being readily available to like people to buy. So it takes forever to rank up. Like I understand why people.
Well, they better patch it real quick.
They better.
So how long do you think it took them to fix it after he picked?
No,
up
they
the
just
phone?
Took
they
it.
Probably they just disabled
it.
Them
they just
being
disabled
able to get
it.
It.
Let me explain to me who's not really into games.
So it's a feature.
What would it take for them to fix it?
I have no
probably
idea.
Probably some coding thing.
But it's
some coding
take,
factor
it,
where
it
they
was,
can't click on it, or yeah. they just remove the they remove. Yeah, access to the store to buy
but it was built
and then take
into
the store.
It was built into the whole bones of the game. So the entire way the game is structured is
money.
Being able to have people buy those things to rank up their character. So as you play
That's
a game like that,
bull.
You make your character more powerful. You give them better weapons, whatever. Usually you do it through the game and you rank up. They were actually going to let you do it like you do on a mobile game and buy those. So the whole ranking system, the whole bones of the game were based on having that. So they disabled it. But the rest of the game, they're going to have to do it probably in phases.
So do you think that resulted in more pissed off people or less?
No, it's a fun game.
I think it's less.
It's less, but then there's going to be people who are pissed off now because it's going to take forever to rank up.
But I mean, imagine the power to pick up the phone and go, fix it.
Yeah.
You're screwing it up. It's Star Wars. Fix it.
And, I mean, if you're the CEO of one of the largest companies in the world,
I would just love to be a fly on the wall.
You got a little bit of pull.
But I would love to have been a fly on the wall when he made that call. He's all, change it now. And they're like, okay, Mr. Slate. Okay, we'll
probably never seen a whole room sweat so fast.
And like, Jesus, he just told us to change this thing.
Well, EA is – it's not like they're a small company. They're like one of the biggest, the largest gaming publishers. They publish all the sports games, tons of games.
So they've got some
yeah. It's some not like money. They're like some small company.
Also,
but,
this wasn't like
but
a,
the fact that Disney can just like fix it now and then they're like, okay.
Also, if this has been like something that was wrong on an action figure and they're all recall now, trash them. That would have been something like, you know what I mean? Like all those boxes on the shelf.
Yeah, I don't think
trash
them. I don't think it made bigger news because the game still worked.
Right.
The game still functions.
It wasn't just, like something. It's like nope.
They just took a feature out. Yeah. But
amazing.
Yeah, the whole thing was structured.
That's just crazy that they built. Their entire game around microtransactions,
like a mobile game, because they it's already there. They know people will buy you know, because they play. But the same people who play Candy Crush aren't the same people who are going to play Battlefront 2.
And those are small little transactions when you're playing on this thing. It's easy just like, oh, click here. Let's get this, you know, 5 hours faster. But when you're buying like a $60 game, you don't expect to have these little tiny, you know, microtransactions all the way through.
Well, I'm glad it went. But EA
and you end up doubling the price of what you paid for.
They'll put it in another game.
I'm sure they will.
But you still found it a difficult game. Even
because Battlefield has that.
This is the first time ever where I've found Call of Duty to be easier than a dice designed game, which they did Battlefront or Battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
This is much harder because it's very chaotic and it seems like you can just die at any. It's coming from everywhere. I'm having a much better time on Call of Duty World War II, which I never thought. Call of Duty, I'm terrible at.
Maps are very tight corners.
You have to play it, though.
I did play it.
You would love Battlefront on PC.
On Battlefront 2, probably.
Battlefront 2 on PC. You would love it. All right. We're sorry we diverted.
Oh, it's okay.
Now, do you play Battlefront?
I do not.
Do you play Call of Duty?
Sometimes.
What is your favorite game on PlayStation? This is very important.
Well, currently, my dad has our PS4 still. Well, technically, the PS4 was his, but I told him if he's not playing with it anymore, he should really just give it to my brother and I, because we have a PS2 and we have a PS3. Our PS3 we can't play right now because in our move we lost our power cord.
Oh,
so I have to buy a new one. So we've been playing with the PS2.
If you would
lately.
Like to contribute to Samantha's PSA power cord fund,
oh, that'd be great.
Please, what is it? How much does a power cord cost?
I don't know. It's probably like $20. Like.
Oh, I'm thinking, God.
No, I just haven't gone on to like order a new one yet.
You can get a PS4. Black Friday's coming up.
I know.
Save your pennies.
You can get
PS4.
The PS4 Pro.
How much is that one?
I would love one.
It's $100 more than the original one.
I don't know how much.
I think it's like $400.
But you can play games in 4K.
You need a 4K TV, though, so if you don't have it,
Buy a 4K TV.
I don't have a 4K
I got a 4K
this
TV.
This is how it works.
I got a 4K TV last year at Black Friday.
You were there, huh?
I ordered it online.
How much?
Oh, that's Cyber Tuesday, right?
With Monday. With all of my...
Cyber Tuesday?
With all of my discounts, it was less than $400.
Really? 4K?
It was a 40-inch 4K Vizio. It was perfect for my little office.
What day is that? Is that on Friday, or is it Cyber...
Black Friday is usually on Black Friday.
No, but
usually
on a Friday. But the cyber thing.
Monday.
Cyber Monday. That's what it is. That's
What did you say? Did you say Cyber Tuesday?
Cyber Tuesday. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, Amazon does a whole week of Cyber Monday.
Yeah, most places, it's like deals have already started.
And China just did that.
They do early deals.
What do they call that one?
All the big stuff comes out on Monday, and then they still have stuff to like the rest.
That was monstrous.
What?
Yeah, single
China has one, and it's Alibaba is the guy that owns Alibaba put that together.
I don't know that part.
They call
Alibaba
it,
Productions.
They call it Singles Day, and they say it's bigger than Black Friday.
Yeah, I know that part. Spent.
Singles Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was because years
Jake's
ago
in.
It was.
I'm in. Yeah,
it was set up single. As an alternate. Years ago, they set it up as an alternate to
if you're single, 50% off.
No, it was supposed to be like instead of Valentine's Day, how about for all those people that don't have a partner? So
yes,
they call it Singles
we
Day.
We need that.
But now it's bigger than Black Friday in China. It's monstrous.
You need to appreciate the single.
Billions of dollars spent.
You've been claimed. By two girls at Board Game Night, you've been marked. So you're not
marked.
Claimed
but
and
is
marked.
There do you see a ring?
I don't know. They there's two women that have claimed him at our board game group.
Oh. How do you mean?
They say they go
Crystal and Patrick.
They said we've claimed him. Like,
I see.
Yeah.
So.
But
sorry, ladies.
Patrick's like
But there's no ring.
That's
therefore. Still get the single discount.
You called him Patrick.
What's that?
You just did what I did. You called him Patrick.
Why do we do that?
Because it's funny?
You do it because it's funny. I think I do it.
I'm just going to go now.
All right.
That's okay. Call me Mario.
Okay, now we're going to get you a PlayStation 4.
Call me Ishmael.
It's the time of giving, guys. And
it is time.
Samantha needs a PlayStation 4. So if you could kick down pennies, all that money we're going to use to send her a new power cord, just... You just funnel that over to the PlayStation 4 fund.
That'd be great. Yeah. I love it.
If everyone who listens gives a dollar,
she'll still
you got yourself $396.
Sounds like the Will Rogers, please give generously.
So there's five people here.
We know you'll do the right thing.
Samantha probably won't listen, so she'll still need $396.
So $4, yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah. All right, what's next?
Next, we have Narnia or Never Neverland.
Think of a wonderful day. Get to
well, we know how you feel about Peter Pan, I guess.
I just always sing it like that. I don't know. I have a preference.
It's Uni.
I'm going to say Narnia.
Mm.
I feel like those books captured her imagination as a child.
She's laughing. This should be a tip off.
Peter Pan. Neverland.
Everyone's all Peter Pan.
Neverland.
Neverland.
I'm going to go with Narnia. I still think they captured her imagination. She would look longingly into her closet.
I guess Neverland? I don't know.
Neverland.
Whatever.
Finally.
So you didn't dream of opening your closet and...
I mean, I did, but... Neverland is just...
Second star on the right.
Yep.
Straight on till morning. Huh. Now, there's a question that divides this podcast. There are two questions.
Okay.
There are three, actually.
Is there?
Four questions.
One involves tacos.
Okay.
One involves pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And one involves the movie Hook. Do you? Or,
I love that movie.
Oh, my
thank
God.
Thank you.
Love that movie. Thank
you. Okay, but the key question is, how old were we when you saw it? How old were you?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I was a child.
Yeah. That's the key. It
a
works.
Child.
I think it works for people that were under.
Mario?
I don't like it.
How old were you? Jake?
I don't like
how
it.
How old were you when you saw it?
I know it has.
Young, I don't know.
Rob, like the burgers you get at Chili's. Just kind of like, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, if you ever had a burger at Chili's, you're just like,
they're not bad.
Well, this is underwhelming. Like, you could go anywhere else and get a good burger.
I don't have burgers at Chili's.
The thing is, now there's so many places you can get a burger. All these places are, you know.
I heard they have them at Red Robin now.
I like burgers.
Is that true?
Red Robin has pretty good burgers.
They look like they can kill me.
G Burger, man.
I like The Habit.
Yeah, The Habit's really
Habit
good.
Habit is great burgers.
I like Tom's Jr.
The one in there's
any of them.
What about In-N-Out?
I mean, yeah, I like In-N-Out's good, but it's not like when someone's like, "Let's go get a burger." I'm like, In-N-Out.
That's what I say. In-N-Out.
It's not like it's not my number one.
How
place.
About Tommy's?
I don't even know what Tommy's is.
She's from Northern California.
Oh.
I just moved here.
It has chili.
No,
we gotta take her to Tommy's.
I don't know what Tommy's is.
Gotta take her to Tommy's.
See, Tommy's isn't a good burger. They just put a lot of chili on it.
It's good chili,
and
but
after it's done, it's a good burger. It's
your stomach will hate
but,
you after.
But if you look at if you took that burger apart and you looked at the quality of that meat, that's not a good burger.
You know what? I tried it once without chili. We were having this big argument with Tommy's or In-N-Out. So I tried a Tommy's burger without chili. It's not a bad burger, but it's just improved immeasurably with the
chili.
Exactly.
Do you like chili on your burger?
I don't think I've ever had chili on my burger.
What?
We've got it. We got
it. I mean, I'm sure it would be good.
Tommy's.
I've just
Goodbye, everyone.
Had it.
We're leaving right
now. Yeah, we're leaving going to Tommy's right now.
We'll do a field trip.
It just seems very messy.
It is.
Well,
it is.
Yeah.
I mean,
in the best way.
And don't eat it in your car because your car will smell like Tommy's forever.
It's like a Jackson Pollock painting, basically.
It's all over the place. You got to put on like an exoskeleton.
You're basically doing a G.G. Allen, like, you know, you're just like.
Put on a hazmat suit and then eat the Tommy burger.
You're flinging it.
In the hazmat suit.
In the hazmat suit.
It's all right. Tommy's is okay. Tommy's is no In-N-Out.
So you.
No.
Well, it's complete. It's a different animal.
You no, it's cow.
No, it's still beef. Yeah.
No, you should have one. You should have.
I like them, John. I'm not disagreeing, but I just think
I know,
without
who if you, says not Tommy's.
If you take the chilies off,
it's not a terrible burger.
If you take the chili. Now I'm saying chilies.
There's no point in eating it without the chili.
Yeah, exactly.
It's part of the burger.
No, In-N-Out.
You go for Tommy's. Everything has.
That's what a hamburger is all about.
In-N-Out.
I love In-N-Out.
Can we say that?
You can say that. What? Internet, that's what a hamburger's all about?
Yeah. I don't know.
See, that's why I like this game, because we go off on tangents. This game should have ended 45 minutes ago.
This game should take 5 minutes, take like an hour,
To let us know when you're bored. Do you need to leave at a certain time?
Because
this podcast goes 5 hours. Did I tell you that?
I'm in a two-hour parking spot. That's just about
no,
it.
No, don't even worry.
They
never
they
check.
They don't. Yeah.
Okay, great.
I'm just kidding. It doesn't go. It just feels like 5 hours. Okay, what's that's the next good. One? We're going to Tommy's. I wish we could go to
you know what? The next time you pass a Tommy's, pull in.
Okay.
In order
I don't think I've ever even seen one.
You know what? Where she lives, there's none.
Where does she live?
No.
We
can't say it on the air.
Okay.
Oh.
We'll tell you afterwards.
Right. Yeah. After.
Mouth it. Right.
Okay. The closest. Okay.
That way.
Leaving here, there's one on Whittier Boulevard by the 605. Yeah.
No, that's the opposite way.
All right.
She Okay. Work.
All right. Oh,
yeah.
Is there one?
She work.
Is there one by work?
No.
That's good.
All right. Then you're never going to have one.
Yeah. She has to go to Dicey Neighborhood. That's the thing about Tommy's. You got to go to a Dicey Neighborhood to get them.
I guess.
You do, though. You
they,
really
they don't
do.
Put them in
you get the best ones.
Tommy's
there.
aren't in good neighborhoods.
Pasadena. The one on Hill in Pasadena.
Oh, there's Pasadena.
It's dope.
Well, that's my second point. I
love dope. Giraffes are just dope.
Yeah,
they're just
they're hella dope, dude.
Where'd you get Trailer Point?
Neverland.
Oh, you did.
Oh, my God. Ed.
All right.
All right.
What question are we on?
I know.
We're on apples or oranges.
We're on. Okay, that's right. Okay.
Apples or oranges.
I don't know. That's apples and oranges.
I'm gonna say oranges. I'm gonna say orange.
Apples.
Please say apples.
Please say oranges. I love oranges.
How about a giraffe eating an orange?
Yeah. Oh, it's the best.
Wow.
Oh, man, that would be something.
He doesn't have to reach up to pick them.
Charcoal drawing of a giraffe eating an orange.
Yeah.
Definitely have to go with apples.
Who said apples? John and Ed making a comeback.
Woo.
I was ahead. Now
all right.
My lead is shrinking.
I see.
Oh, man. I got a broken refrigerator or a broken car?
Refrigerator. Oh, wait.
You can always bum rides off your brother. I'm going to say broken refrigerator. No, I'm going to say broken car.
That you would rather have, or which is worse?
Broken car.
I think which I would rather have.
It doesn't say. That's the trick with this game. It doesn't say.
Well, we can clarify.
Which you'd rather have. Okay.
It's probably would you rather have. Or which would you prefer?
Yeah.
Probably broken car, because you can Uber. You can bum rides. And then you, being you, can murder whoever gives you a ride. So it's like,
and then just keep, the car.
And just keep the car.
And then go take or you can just take their refrigerator.
Yeah.
And then wipe the prints off
after
the refrigerator.
After you fog the whole car with your breath. And just lift all the prints off. Yeah.
That's going to take a long time.
Yep.
I'm going to say fridge then, since everyone else is saying car.
I'll say fridge.
Because, I mean, you can just drive somewhere and get food.
Yeah,
fridge. I don't really.
Yeah, but it kind of sucks because you have to. The fridge is never stocked as well after, like, a defrost or something.
Do you like to cook? Is the question.
Yeah, we have no idea.
Well, we can't. That's cheating.
No, it's not.
No cheating.
Unrelated tangent.
No cheating.
I'll say fridge.
I'm going to have to go with broken car just because in the fridge, everything goes bad and you have to, like, replace everything. And that's just. More money on top of buying a new fridge.
That's wow, you would think the car would be more money.
Nope, I would say this. I would say the exact same thing.
Well, and it doesn't know. You don't know what it necessarily is in a broken car. It could be something cheap. It could be.
That's right. When the fridge goes, it's just gone.
It's just gone.
You don't have somebody coming going, oh, you just need a new tube.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
All right.
All right. A guided tour or explore on your own?
Explore on your own.
Oh, explore on your own. You're a free spirit.
You're on your own.
Explore what are you talking about?
Yeah, that's definitely. That's it. Everyone just gets one.
Done.
Done deal. Perfect.
It's great.
You want to take over?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Cookies or brownies?
Ooh.
Brownies.
No, if I know anything about you,
I'm going to go with brownies.
An artist? I'm going to say cookies. Brownies. You know what I'm saying?
You can put it in cookies too.
I know, you can put it in cookies too. Yeah.
She's wearing a beanie on a hot day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say brownies, baby.
Right, yeah. That's deductive thinking, Sherlock. I say, Holmes, how did you deduce that she liked hash browns?
I can see.
It's 84 degrees outside.
84 degree weather.
You'll notice she was wearing a black beanie.
It's 37 degrees Celsius, yet she's wearing a toque.
Therefore, I say
she's not
brownie.
Wearing a toque. It doesn't have little fluff balls.
Yeah, the toque is doing with a beanie. Sherlock Holmes would never say beanie. She's wearing a wool cap, a woolen cap.
There you go.
I say, Holmes.
No. I'm going to say brownie.
It's definitely brownies.
Damn it.
Definitely brownies.
Is my reasoning correct?
No, but brownies are just
so your deduction led you to the right answer.
Yeah. I love brownies.
Everyone but Jake. Okay? Hmm? Everyone but Jake.
Everyone but Jake.
What?
You're like, I eat them out of my hat.
Cookies, man. You got variety with cookies.
Everyone but Jake.
You do,
got the answer?
But
yeah.
White chocolate macadamia.
Those are good, but all right.
Is this the last one?
Last one.
Last one.
Crossword puzzle or Sudoku.
Crossword puzzle.
I'll say giraffe.
Oh, wait.
I hope it's giraffe.
Is giraffe no?
I'm going to say she's artistic.
Crossword puzzle.
So Sudoku, I feel, would be too limiting.
Is it? Because it's numbers, right?
We'll say crossword.
Most artists don't like numbers.
I'll say, except architects. They love numbers. I'll say crossword puzzle.
I'm going to say Sudoku. No, I'm going to say crossword puzzle. I don't know. I went against my own reasoning.
1 hour.
What am I doing?
That being said, crossword puzzle.
That being said, I contradict myself and say Sudoku. I will say crossword puzzle.
All right. You're all wrong. It's actually Sudoku.
Mm.
I used to play a ton when I was little.
Mm. Yeah.
All right.
I don't even know what that is. Is that numbers? Or?
It's numbers.
Yeah, it's like a numbers
square
game.
Square, and it's, you have to, like, 1 through 9, and you can't have the same numbers, like, in the same row.
It's basically a 9x9 grid where you can't have a number in the same little 3x3 square or in the same rows.
Yeah.
Mm. It's Japanese.
Yeah.
And you can only have like 1 through 9 in this row.
It's
like
a pain. It's a pain.
And we play a thinking game. We actually play a board game that is a variation on it called Socrata, where you're building a stained glass window using dice that are different colors. And you can only it's Sudoku placement, so you can't have like repeating colors or numbers like next to each other. It's like, oh, this is Sudoku, but in dice.
It's Sudoku, but it's like 1 through 6. But you also can't have the same colors next to each other.
Yeah, so it's like a layer.
So it adds an extra layer of.
It's fun. We like it.
Asshole.
Join into our listen to our board game podcast that we didn't record this week. We were supposed to. By the way, no board game podcast this week because we took a week off because Patrick and Justine weren't here. But next week, we'll have a review of The Thing, Outbreak at Outpost 31.
That was so good.
That was great.
Even though I lost miserably.
It's a game based on The Thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's really cool.
And you start out, one person's already an alien, and you don't know who it is. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it took this long for them to come up with a game.
So close.
It's fantastic. Have you ever seen that film?
No, Jake, you weren't even close.
I was so close.
I knew from the start.
No, that's a great one.
Do you like John Carpenter movies?
You don't even have to. I would say you don't even have to. It's just a thing.
Tell you what, between the original Thing and the original Alien, I like The Thing better than the Alien.
Wow, interesting.
Because the idea that you don't know who it is is much more terrifying to me.
The effects are still pretty good, too.
And the effects are fantastic. You will love it.
So make sure you're getting the one with Kurt Russell, because there was a remake.
It's very young Kurt Russell. Yeah. That's right. That's right. What's his name? From Ego, from Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Let's review. Pineapple on pizza.
Wrong. Yes.
Thumbs up.
Yes.
Thumbs up. Hook.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Now here's the one.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
We have our friend Justine. Do you go to Jack in the Box?
I do.
All right. Given the fact that you're wearing a Be Now Hot Day, something tells me you go to Jack in the Box.
I say, Holmes, how did you deduce?
Around 2 in the morning.
The munchie meals?
The tacos.
Okay.
You know the 2 for 99 cents, right?
I do.
Delicious, right?
They are.
Okay. What were we going to say?
I'll say, but when you're sober, they're not as delicious.
That's true. Mm-hmm. But would you ever eat those with ranch dressing?
Like dipping them in ranch?
The face dressing? You just made. Go with that. Tell me about that face you just made.
Like dipping the...
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Thank you, right? No. It's disgusting,
tacos
right?
Tacos and ranch don't go together.
Thank you.
Yeah, a real taco doesn't go with ranch dressing.
No. 2 out of 3.
That's not a real taco.
3 for 3. Good job.
I mean, unless it's like the Taco Bell, like Doritos Ranch Taco. Like, I don't even like those ones, though, either.
It's just not like the really regular a taco, Dorito so Taco one. It doesn't matter what you put on it, because it's not really a taco.
That was a great idea.
I'm Mexican.
Let's make a taco shell, and then make it a Dorito.
It's not a taco. Yeah.
It's delicious.
It's a taco.
It's not a taco.
It's a taco.
It's not a taco.
You're Guatemalan. You eat pupusas and stuff. your tacos are made with banana leaves. What do you
do? You say that like it's a bad thing.
We can say this to each other. Don't ever...
If Jake
said it, I would walk up and slap the glasses on his face. Leave him alone.
We've had this conversation. I grew up in American family.
Don't try to keep... He tries to lie. He tries to get in on our brownness.
You know what my mom's last name was?
What?
Maiden name?
Mm.
Jimenez.
No, they always get in. There's always a Mexican in every family.
Yeah.
There's always one.
No, there's not. There's literally not.
He told me he's half Mexican, like... months ago.
Yeah.
And I totally forgot. And then when he said on the show, I was like, oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty much self-absorbed. All right.
Yeah, a little bit.
So we like the ranch. So no ranch on the tacos.
Not
good for you, Sam.
Oh, that's just weird.
Good thank you.
It's Jack in a Box at 2 in the morning. It doesn't really matter.
John, have you done it?
Yeah, because it doesn't matter. Everything on that menu is just like, you know, first of all, it's going to be 2 in the morning. And
it doesn't
matter what you put on it.
Yes. Talk amongst yourselves. I have to blow my nose.
Wow, that's weird.
Go ahead.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
I don't want to
stop
the show.
Stop the podcast because I got to blow my nose.
Yeah. You know what I do right before we go to air?
I don't.
Blows his nose.
Okay.
It's an 80s cocaine joke, John.
Oh.
Yeah, the booger
it's an
sugar.
80s cocaine joke.
Little booger sugar.
Mm-hmm. Okay, booger sugar. So Mario's gone, so John's the host now, John.
Look at me. I'm the captain.
That's right. He comes back out, and we're all talking about the Universal Monster movies. Yeah. Yeah. Watch when he comes out the door. So we're going to rate. From now on, we're going to rate.
I love those. I actually love those movies.
So let's rate them.
Did you watch the movie?
Let's rate them.
No, not the dark
So we're reading the top 10 Universal horror movies of all time.
Dracula, 1932, Bela Lugosi.
See what happens when you leave the room.
Frankenstein Todd Brown with is Boris freaks. Karloff. Then,
Bride of Frankenstein is number one.
There you go. Mm-hmm. What would you say number one is?
I like Dracula.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like Universal horror movies?
I haven't seen all of them, but I've seen some.
I still need to see Werewolf in the
Moon. I just recently watched...
Wasn't Bela Lugosi buried with his cape? Sorry.
Yes, he was.
Oh, what is
he
it?
He was, yeah.
The lagoon creature. The
Creature from the Black Lagoon?
Yes.
There you go.
I just watched that recently.
Did you
pretty
love
good,
it?
Huh?
I did like it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, watching movies from back then is just funny to watch just because they're so cheesy.
That was
I
like
love
the,
it.
The last that Universal, right?
Monster well, it's consider. The last iconic.
Yeah.
The last iconic Universal mm-hmm. monster movie.
They did a bunch in the 50s where they kind of tried to launch.
Well, because most of it was sci-fi. That's the 50s. And they did. It came from outer space. And The Incredible Shrinking Man.
Yeah.
This Island Earth. Those are Universal. But they're more like sci-fi movies. Tarantula. Mm-hmm. You know, the classic horror films. It's pretty much over by 40.
The Bride of Frankenstein is number one. You said eh?
Yeah.
Why?
My head exploded.
Which would you say better?
I don't know. I mean, I agree with them. Dracula is probably one of my favorite
ones. How about
that?
That's interesting.
Dracul. Dracul's good. I do like it. Have you seen What We Do in the Shadows?
No.
I just rewatched that again because the director of Thor Ragnarok
is in it. Right.
And he directed it. It's really funny.
And that is a vampire picture.
It's basically a fake, it's a mockumentary about these vampires that are living together in New
Zealand. I got to check that out. Mm.
They're all flat.
It's on Amazon Prime.
I need to check that out. Also, the one I never saw the Jim Jarmusch vampire movie, Only Lovers Left Alive.
I never saw it.
It's
I never
Tom
heard
Hiddleston.
Of it.
Tom Hiddleston and what's her name? Who played the twins in Hail Caesar? Tilda Swinton.
Oh, okay.
They play vampires.
Yeah. Those are two skinny leads.
Well, they're perfect to play a modern day vampire. Those are perfect. I mean, yeah, because
they weigh like 100 pounds between them.
That's why they're perfect. They look otherworldly. They look, yeah, those are vampires.
Tilda Swinton is she's a thin lady.
She really is. And
Tom Hiddleston's thin, too. What's your favorite horror movie? All time.
I like more like the paranormal horror movies. So, like, I like all like the paranormal activities, like The Conjuring.
Conjuring's scary.
All of, like the Annabelle.
The first one's good.
Poltergeist?
Like, I liked all of those. Poltergeist is, that's an older one, which I don't like the newer one.
You like the original?
I like the original.
Thumbs up for that.
She should check out The Thing. I think she would dig The Thing.
It's a little more sci-fi, but you would definitely really like it.
I like sci-fi movies.
It's really good.
Because you really don't know what the hell's going on for a while.
And
you
like,
know.
The setting for it is so perfect.
I know. That's why game is awesome.
Yeah, it's like the perfect setting for that.
Yeah. Because you can't, you're really stuck there. Whoever's there with you, you're stuck with them.
Yeah, so the thing that sucks about that game is in order to win, you can do everything right the whole game, and if you have to elect somebody at the end. So you have to pretty much put your faith that the person you're electing isn't an alien. And then that person has to decide who stays and who goes. And if one alien is able to sneak out, everybody loses. So you just play this two-hour game, and an alien is able to sneak out. And you have to lie. Like, Jake was an alien to start. And then as the game progresses, more and more people get infected, and they can't tell. You have to, oh, it's the best.
Like, at the end of the game,
you never know who you trust until the very end.
So you've played it.
Yeah.
We just played it for
Saturday.
Sunday.
That sounds like fun.
It's super. Every Wednesday we have board game night, Sam. You are invited.
Yeah. Thank you. Were playing it and like we had only two blood tests and we thought like four people might be aliens. I'm like, all right, test that person. I'm like, all right, and then like just ignore Jake. He's
I got he's like, I was you think I'm good? I was I'm like, an alien no, from the start and they I got dodged the whole entire game. And then the last bit you're out of nowhere, you're just like, I don't trust Jake. Like,
Jake, you were oh my gosh, so obvious.
I was not obvious. Everyone,
so
obvious.
You were eating tacos with ranch. We knew you were an alien.
No,
and dipping it in pineapple sauce.
Yeah, no. Human beings don't eat pineapple on pizza.
There you go.
The guy who was with us trusted me the whole time.
He did.
He trusted. That's the one I needed because you all trusted him, and he trusted me.
Yeah, but Ed was able to argue
sway him.
You. I knew Matt was
one. And then
one.
I pitted you and Matt against each other.
Well, we were already against each other.
I know. I just kind of helped. I just, you know, feel in the fight.
I knew it was you because I knew two people didn't have an axe.
I couldn't have been an alien. I was too excited before the game even started. I'm like, yes!
But they didn't. Good. But it didn't matter that you didn't trust me. They didn't trust you.
We'll talk about it on the board game podcast, but it is super fun. And the thing is, you can play with eight people. And so the more people you play with, the less, you know, the less trust there is, I guess. But it's fun. All right. So, Sam, I asked you, we do this sometimes with our guests, we haven't done it in a while, but we ask you to make recommendations to our listeners. So I gave you five recommendations. I said a movie, a book or a magazine, or a movie or TV show, book or magazine, album or artist. Mm. And then I said, like, piece of gadget, tech, or something that you like, just any kind of, you know, tool. And then something that you just want to recommend because it's fun.
Yes.
What do you got?
Oh. Well, let's see. Movie.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Think about it.
I mean, my favorite movie all time, like, I'm a huge Harry Potter nerd, so it's like my number one top.
Which one? The one with the wizard?
The one with the wizard?
One with the wands and the wizards?
You know, and the flying.
And the lightning bolt? Say my favorite is probably Goblet of Fire.
Okay. Book or movie?
Or Prisoner of Azkaban.
Mm.
What was that?
Book or movie?
Book. Well, books are definitely just better in general.
No, I mean, like, okay, never mind.
Do you like the book?
Like the Goblet of Fire, like the book movie? Like the book version or the movie?
Oh, well, I was saying which one of my favorite movies.
Oh, well, all right.
So is that your favorite movie all time?
Yes, Harry Potter. If it's, like, on TV, I will. That's what I'm going to watch, opposed to, like, anything
My
else.
Wife is so happy right now.
Harry Potter's
She's
like...
She's a huge... Mm-hmm. Her and my dad... Now my daughter's into it. Like, my daughter's on book 5, I think.
Yeah. I even read the new one that came out, the play.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't.
Did you like that?
I did like it. I mean, it was definitely weird reading it at first because it was, like, in script mm-hmm. form, and so I'm not used to reading scripts.
Yeah, you're an art director.
I mean,
I
don't really need to read scripts. And so it was kind of, like, weird for, like, the first little bit, trying to, like, get used to, like, reading it. But then I got used to it. I actually really liked it.
You're waiting for they're going to do a movie, right?
They did a play.
They're talking about maybe doing a movie. But it's for sure yet.
Because in the play he's 34, right? Or
yeah. Kids. Well, it's, I mean, at the end of the last movie they aged them because that ending scene is the beginning scene of this book. When they're sending their kids off of to the Hogwarts Express.
So they could get,
so they could still tech they could use them.
There you go. Put a little just give them some like a hipster.
But I mean look. It's not like for sure. They're talking about doing it, but it was
you
just
wonder
the play.
If those three kids would want to come back and do
Why
it.
Why wouldn't they?
Well, because they spend a lot of time and energy trying to do other projects so that they're not just thought of as Harry Potter. Yeah. Oh, Mario's making the money thing.
Well, Daniel,
his hand. He's doing the money thing.
Daniel Radcliffe got kind of shoehorned into the same type of role just because that's what he had been for, like 12 years.
Yeah. You just never know.
What's her?
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson's done a ton of stuff.
Yeah, she just did Beauty and the Beast.
Speaking of Emma Watson.
Oh, hello, Emma.
There's Emma Crump.
That's great.
Do you have a? Is that a cape? Is that a cape on the back?
That is so cool.
Emma is caped today.
That's really neat. You got the colors right.
She's wearing Bela Lugosi's funeral clothes.
That's really cool.
I made myself laugh. Thank you, Eduardo. Give me 5 for that. Thank you, Sunshine. Okay, what do we have for your favorite book? So you're going to go book? Is it going to be a Harry Potter book as well?
Yes.
Which one?
I'm going to say probably the same as the movie. I mean, Goblet of Fire and Prisoner of Azkaban are probably some of my favorites.
All right. How many times have you read the whole series?
I'm rereading it now for my second time.
Just for the second time?
Yeah, I read them when I was younger. And then I just got busy and I started reading other things.
Do they hold up?
Oh, yeah.
They hold up, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Once a year I try to read all of the Sherlock Holmes stories.
Well, every year, huh?
Every year. Once a year I try to do it. I used to be able to do it, and now as I get older, like I just can't sit and
so
read.
So that's why you're
that
so
one.
Familiar with all the stories. You read it yearly.
I read them, and I've seen the series from 1984, I've watched those
Jeremy Brett
ones. I've watched those episodes over and over. So I just
did they finally put those on Blu-ray?
Yeah, they're out. Most of them are out, yeah. But they never finished the whole series because Jeremy Brett passed away. But it's the best. He's the best Sherlock Holmes.
I still need to make my way through that giant book that I have.
It's
anthology.
Great. Once you start reading them, they're short stories.
They're
in magazines, so they're not long stories. Mm-hmm. You get in the short stories. You'll read them in 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. You'll knock them out, but they're great. Okay, what do you have? So, artist or album? John Williams, Harry Potter soundtrack.
Artist? I don't know. I mean, in the EDM world, I have a lot of favorite artists.
Yeah.
I don't have one particular one that I'm...
So do you like a more mellow EDM, or do you like a more like...
Depends on my mood.
Yeah.
I listen to all of the above.
So do you go to like the big, like EDC and do all that?
I haven't been to EDC yet. I'm trying to go this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been to like Coachella and Hard Summer. And,
okay.
But I mean, if I'm outside of the EDM world, I mean, I'm wearing him on my shirt. I mean, Elvis Presley.
Oh, I didn't see the shirt.
Elvis Presley.
How cool is that? I didn't even see that.
Yes.
Look at that. That's right.
It's my mom's one
That's
of her favorites.
That's his mugshot.
Yeah, from when he was in the jail.
Yep.
From when he was in the jail.
He wrote the Jailhouse Rock.
Yeah.
That's where he wrote the Jailhouse Rock. People don't know that.
Yeah, my mom loves Elvis, and I grew up on Elvis, so Elvis is...
Elvis or the Beatles?
Elvis. I mean, the Beatles are cool, but Elvis.
Because the Beatles would have said Elvis. That's what I love. Ask John Lennon, he would have said Elvis.
I think you can like both.
I think it's possible.
But I don't like the Beatles, but I do. But
I know, that's so funny coming from you.
Well, I like both.
I do like Elvis, but I like Buddy Holly better than Elvis.
I see.
Is that okay? Are we still friends?
Okay.
Yes.
You need to get into some Buddy Holly.
I like Buddy Holly.
Yeah. You look just like Buddy Holly.
Thanks.
Buddy
Holly
more.
Was a girl with a beanie.
And
no
I married each other more.
And no glasses.
And then...
I love that.
So,
and wearing an Elvis
like, if you, let me ask you this. Someone said, hey, Sam, what artist do you think best encapsulates EDM? Like, who should I listen to? What's a good starter? Who's a good starter, or what's a good starter album?
Even that's a hard question.
It's hard because I mean, there's so many different like types.
And there's so many different little nuances to all the artists.
Yeah.
Too.
You say Trans Europe Express, and then you say thank you very much.
So, like, I mean, for example, like Porter Robinson, that's more of like a mellow, you know, kind of chill music. And then there's more like Yellow Claw or Boombox Cartel or Skrillex that are definitely like. And then there's, I mean, San Holo is going to be somewhat kind of more mellow, like Porter Robinson,
okay.
but with like a little bit more. And
out of all those you just
Tycho.
Mentioned, who's your favorite?
There's a lot.
I
like that you don't like to be pigeonholed.
I don't, yeah. I mean, some of my favorites like that I've seen the artists more than once already are like DJ Snake, Dylan Francis, Zed's Dead.
Oh my God, they named somebody's name Zed's Dead? That's fantastic. I'm going to Google that right now.
And they were probably born the year that movie came
out. Yeah.
I don't know any of those people.
Zed's Dead.
Zed's dead, baby.
Who is Zed?
Yes.
Zed. I don't know any of them either, but I'm old. I have an excuse.
Look up. I don't.
Yeah, what's the name of that festival? The Daisy, Electric Daisy Carnival?
Yeah, EDC. Electric Daisy Carnival.
Yeah, that's it, buddy. We're going this year.
So we're at Fairplex.
We're all going
to Fairplex. It's now in May instead of June.
Why is that?
So it's not as hot.
Hmm? People aren't passing out.
Yeah.
The Fairplex one, right?
All right. You going?
Yeah. I'm going to try to if I can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take some pepperoni and pineapple pizza.
Yep.
Sneak it in your bag.
I always say I'll go, and I have no excuse not to because I'm literally like 5 blocks away from the Fairplex.
Really?
Walk over there if I really want
to. Drive over there.
Get over there, man.
I should.
You can't go because you're marked. Get in trouble.
What is this?
Like going to a
carnival? No, you're marked.
You're marked. You're claimed. You can't go. You're a kept man.
Yeah.
You ever see Sunset Boulevard? You ever see Sunset Boulevard?
No. I don't think he's gone that far with either of those people. He would know.
You're William Holden.
Like, I don't know, man. Maybe I guess. Somehow.
Are they
maybe.
Right. A monkey? Or?
And then what do you, for like gadget app tech, what do you got for us? It could be anything you use. Or just like a tool, something you use, little pro tip, little
piece of technology you use.
I mean, I would just say the most that I really use. I mean, I guess, you know, these pop sockets. I mean, does this count? Like
pop
these things?
These things
changed my life.
What is it?
So you put it on the back of your phone case and it pops up so like you can hold your phone better. So when you're texting, it's easier to, like, one-hand text.
You know, I see so many people use
those. Taking photos, you're not, like, trying to hold your phone awkwardly. I used to wonder and think it was so weird. And then my sister got me one for my birthday, and I put on my phone. And I took it off, this phone case off, for, like, a week. And I, like, didn't know how to hold my phone anymore. It was, like, weird.
Wow.
Now I know what those are. I've seen those. I'm like, what the hell is that?
It's just, like, it's easier.
So does it fold? Does it retract?
It's like a little...
And is it magnet or glue or...
Yeah, they like sticky. Just
that?
Like sticks on there.
I've seen that and I'm like, what is that?
My wife has one and changed she swears by it because, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like so nice. Like when you're laying in bed, you're on your phone in one hand, you're not dropping.
You're like,
on your
what's
face.
Going on with superiority
oh,
complex?
I hate that.
You know,
yeah.
Everyone's dropped their phone uh-huh. on their face at least once.
I've never dropped my phone.
No.
On my face.
Now you're gonna go home
it
tonight
is,
and you're gonna drop your phone on your face.
It is the most. It is the most terrifying feeling for like an incident.
Yes.
And if you have a bigger phone, like the Note, it's like your face is cracked.
Well, yeah.
Let me tell you what.
Oh, you have the same one, huh? This hurts when it hits your face. Yeah.
You wake up in the morning. Ah.
I can relate. It's not my phone, but I can relate. I'm diabetic, so anytime I drop something and I feel like it's headed for my feet,
oh, yeah. mm-hmm.
I freak yeah. out because I'm like, is it going to mash my toe? And then they're going to have to cut my toe off. Like, no matter what I'm doing, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I freak out now. When
same thing.
Yeah.
Except it's your face.
Except it's your face.
Yeah.
You can only improve my face with constant beating from a telephone, I feel like it would actually be the
well,
opposite.
You need to start dropping your
I would
phone
take
more.
That off so it would fall on my face. You know what I mean? Flatten me out a little bit. All right. And then the last thing I said was just whatever you – if there's something you want to recommend. It could be anything. I've had people recommend booze, food.
Renee.
Travel destinations.
I recommend Renee.
Other podcasts. I've had people do that.
Podcasts, websites, yeah.
I would – oh, my gosh. I don't know. I have travel destinations, I guess I will do because I've kind of traveled.
Yes.
I would say go to the Bahamas.
Wow.
Like, just right. go. It's a beautiful place.
Really? Just save my money and go?
Yep. I've been on two cruises down there to the Bahamas, and then I went down to St. Croix, which is...
Who'd you go with?
My family.
Let me ask you this. Are your parents adopting people that are probably their age?
Always.
Perfect.
Wow. That's an answer I wasn't expecting.
There you go.
Not accepting currently, but they're always taking applications.
I got to get to the Bahamas. This is our Mexican adopted son. He's older than we are.
Who is just as old as we are. We have the paper.
We actually went to high school together, but it's a long story. It's a long story. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Good. Well, Samantha, this has been fantastic for us. I hope it was good for you.
Fantastic.
Was it? Would you come back?
Of course.
Okay, I'm going to give you that $5 I promised you afterwards, you know, for saying that. But that's good. We'll do that off the air. Eduardo, you were so quiet today. What happened?
But I don't know. Was I supposed to say something?
Well, I don't know. You came all the way down here. I felt like you were going
to... Playing with his toys.
Yeah, I had. You guys.
These are really distracting, by the way, having these here.
Like, right in front of me. Like,
yeah, they're toys in the studio that I have nothing to do
with.
They're
incredibly distracting. I fidget.
Where does he get those wonderful toys?
And so anything in front of me, I'm just like...
I'm going to buy everybody fidget cubes for Christmas.
Fidget cubes?
You ever seen those little fidget cubes? They have all kinds of
lights. Oh, just talk a lot right now.
Switches and a little joystick thing. You know.
Get everything out there.
I've never seen I've seen the spin.
Spinners are cool.
I still hate Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah?
I hate pineapple on pizza. You guys are wrong.
Nope, we're right.
Terrible.
Nope.
It's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Nope.
That somebody so actually
it doesn't box. Matter because we're the majority
Jack
now.
Jack in the Box doesn't sell real tacos. I don't know what they are.
Let me ask you this.
Are they shaped like a taco?
Barely.
Then it's a taco.
It was a great movie.
Let me ask you this.
I didn't see the new It.
I saw it like twice. I love that movie.
Yeah? Movie too.
Was it good?
Yeah.
I liked it.
It was amazing.
Stephen King said the guy who played Pennywise did like an amazing job.
Oh,
yeah.
I trust Sam. He did an amazing job. Mm-hmm.
I've been reading a lot of Stephen King lately.
Have you?
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Right now?
All time.
I like one of his first works called... The Long Walk. It was when he was writing as a different name.
Oh, like Richard Bachman.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He wrote The Running Man under Richard Bachman.
Mm-hmm. And The Dead Zone? No.
I think Dead Zone?
There's three. He wrote that one.
The Dead Zone.
Dead Zone he wrote is Stephen King.
Oh.
Oh, Thinner.
Probably. There's like three
That's
he wrote.
Richard Bachman, yeah.
Yeah, there's three he wrote. He liked
Cujo?
No, that wasn't Richard Bachman.
Christine?
That wasn't Richard Bachman.
Salem's Lot's good too.
I just rewatched Salem's Lot. It holds up.
Does it?
It does. All right. This is a question I was going to ask you, Sam. This is important. Taco Bell or Del Taco?
Taco Bell. I'm not a big fan of Del Taco.
Why? You don't like good food?
Del Taco's good.
I like going Taco Bell has its place sometimes because you can buy the French fries and put them in your tacos.
Yeah.
They sell the burritos with the French fries already in there.
Yes.
Okay.
You can get a burrito.
Yeah.
Hear me out.
You can get a burrito
French
and
fries.
French
fries and burritos are good, yes.
Stoner burrito. Bean and cheese. French fries. Red sauce.
You said that like good. You were going to change her life.
Yeah,
like
it's delicious.
I know.
You said that like you were just going to give her the secret to the universe. I know. Like, it is. Here it comes.
What's next?
It's so good.
That's it.
And you can add some carne asada to it.
Hear me out. Hear me out. You ready?
Listen to hear me out.
Taco, lettuce, cheese, meat.
What kind of meat?
Sauce.
Napkin. It'll change your life.
What kind of meat? What kind of tacos do you like?
Carne asada tacos for sure.
High five! Do you ever been to King Taco?
No, I don't even know.
Okay,
that's where we need to go.
So King Taco and then Tommy's.
That is where we need to go. That is,
or maybe Tommy's and then King Taco.
If we go, Thinner was the other one you wrote. Rage, The Long Walk, Roadwork, The Running Man, Thinner, The Regulators, Blaze.
All Richard
Bachman. All Richard Bachman.
Bachman.
Answer that question. Yeah. King Tacos, East LA's finest. Amazing. They're like the little street tacos with you just get your little corn tortilla, carne asada, onion, cilantro, and a little bit of salsa, red or green salsa.
Sounds beautiful.
Oh my God. My wife had it for the first time at the LA County Fair and she loved it. So
now I'm hungry.
King Tacos.
Me too.
King Taco. Put it in there.
Tom's after.
Put it in there with Tommy's.
You live just far enough away that some of this stuff is going to be a drive for you.
That's okay.
But when you're ready to make the jump to Tommy's or King Taco or The Hat, call me and John Sandy.
Okay.
And we will let you buy us food.
The Hat's not too far.
No, actually, there's one in Orange County. There's one in Orange County.
The Hat?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So, guys, for Tommy's Burgers.
Burger.
Will they ever send us
a burger, fries, and a Coke? Don't bother me. I'm eating. John does that. Can't do it like
John.
It always sounds like a stoner.
John.
Like some brain dead. Burger, fries, and a Coke. Don't bother me. I'm eating. It's like, okay, we know what the target audience is. You've isolated every brain dead jock from here to
people who wear beanies on hot days. All right, now we have my friend Samantha.
Jesus.
Was a great guest.
Thank you.
Thumbs up.
Thank you so much.
You're wearing a lot of rings, I just noticed.
I am.
Do you punch people?
No.
You just should.
That would hurt you.
Just
too.
My brother.
You should punch him.
Look at that. Every finger.
He doesn't like to give me necks or anything because of my rings.
You should do
every finger's got one. And the thumb too.
So if he doesn't go in for the knuckles, you give him the people's elbow and you show him.
The people's elbow.
Show them who's boss.
The people's elbow.
Yeah, the people's elbow.
And you just drop it on them. Like a ton of bricks, girl. Is your brother older or younger?
Younger.
You ever sweep the leg on your brother?
I used to kick his butt, and then he got bigger than me.
That's good.
How much is he tall? Tall guy?
He is now. He didn't used to be when he was younger.
How old is your brother?
He just turned 21.
What's his favorite movie?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know what his favorite movie is.
Ask him. Get back to us.
I know he has so many favorites.
And he wants to be an actor? What kind of stage? Screen?
Screen.
Is he getting any callbacks?
He's had some auditions. I mean, he was in a he used to do theater back in Idaho where we grew up. And he's been in a couple, he's been in, an extra in, a Comcast TV commercial. And then he also was a pilot episode, was just filming in Santa Cruz, and he was a role in that. And so Netflix is talking about picking that show up. So we're hoping that they do and that he gets to keep his role and that they don't recast it.
Yeah.
Because, a lot of times that will happen.
That does happen.
So we're waiting to hear back.
Let's hope.
And
because he gets that role, you're done. You know that, right? He's out. He's taking those movie posters with him. You're gonna have a Hook poster. That's it.
So that's what we're hoping for. So he's always auditioning for things.
Good for him. Good luck to him. Thanks. Do you want to give him a shout out?
Sure. Like
he's probably not gonna listen. He's acting. No. He's doing he's doing his sides right now. Does he ever make you run sides with him? Does he ever do that?
I'll help him with his audition tapes, and sometimes if he needs someone else reading,
he's got that monologue from The Odd Couple down already because that's the one that you have to do in high school drama. John knows it. What was it, Oscar? The cooking, the cleaning, the crying?
Is that really something they do?
Everybody does. In high school drama, everybody does the
Which
odd
one?
Couple.
Which one? What's the monologue?
No, they don't do that. They just do a scene. They always do the odd couple. That's like a standard when.
How about that?
When you have to do a test.
Well, because it's Neil Simon.
It's two guys.
Oh, okay. You can't go wrong.
Did you see the new trailer for the movie called Ready Player One?
Yes.
My brother auditioned for that lead character.
Did he really?
He did.
Wow. Is your brother chubby?
No.
Yeah, the lead, in the book, the kid's chubby.
Yeah.
But no, he's not.
Wow.
The kid that they chose is not chubby either. But
not.
Do you hate
not
that
even remotely?
Do you hate that guy now because he has your brother's role?
Well, when I saw, because he auditioned for this, it was like probably like almost 2 years ago that he auditioned for this. And then when I saw the trailer, I was like, wow, this all sounds really familiar. And then the name came up, Ready Player One. I was like, why do I know that? And my brother's like, that's the film I auditioned for. And I was like, oh, man, that sucks. That could have been you.
Wow. How do you feel right now?
I was like, is that, like, hurting?
Oh, my God. You're the best.
You're
the best sister in the world.
That really suck.
That's the way to operate.
Yeah. That must, do you want to leave?
Like, he was like, yeah. That
must sting. That must really hurt. You're like, look, I drew a picture of you. The moment you saw the trailer, it's just him like.
I can only imagine how much pain you're feeling right now.
Yeah.
Let me photograph you. Yeah, go ahead.
I was at Hall H when they first showed the trailer for it, for Ready Player One, and what they did, they had a huge screen that filled the entire room, like it was a circle, and you just see everything just flying towards the middle. It was like Duke Nukem, cool. The Ninja Turtles, the DeLorean, just everything going all together, and then it just said Ready Player One, and they showed, oh, it was so good.
Did you cry?
Yeah, I was freaking out. Although, I'm kind of sad because they're going to put in the Iron Giant in the movie because he's in the trailer, and there's a scene in the book where he has a choice between the Iron Giant and some other robots. So now I know he's going to choose the Iron Giant instead of the robot I wanted him to pick.
Which was?
But the Iron Japanese Giant. Spider-Man robot.
Yeah. That's right.
No, but that Iron Giant.
No, that would have been so cool.
Hogarth Hughes.
He would have done all the
Disney.
If they don't...
Warner Brothers.
I don't want to say spoilers, but if they don't do that one thing...
The one thing where they make an 80s reference, you're done. I'm out.
No.
I'm out of this movie.
With a certain capsule... that he presses and something happens and he has like 3 minutes to do stuff.
I don't remember.
Ultraman, man.
Oh, that's right. I don't think they're going to do it.
I know.
Ultraman.
Wait, 80s nostalgia is hitting a
peak. John, you will hate Ready Player One, man.
I saw the trailer.
There is nothing in it for you.
It's not my generation. You know?
Yeah. I'm talking about my generation.
I wasn't even born in the 80s, but I really like the 80s.
I literally am.
I'm going to have to edit this so much because we went way over because Samantha's such
Ultraman
a fascinating guest.
Ultraman versus Robot Godzilla.
We know exactly.
Who wins?
Huh?
Ultraman.
Yeah.
No.
That was a great part of that
Mecha Godzilla.
Yeah. I was like cheering. It's like, yes! Turns into Ultraman.
Ultraman is the best show ever.
And he chose a
Google it.
Robot.
Samantha doesn't know what we're talking about.
I have like the entire both volumes for the original show.
Guys, I'm going to be late to Coco. Going to see Coco. Right
oh, yeah. What time is that?
In about 2 hours. But I still got to get home.
Okay.
I got to get home and pick up the fam.
So you'll review it next time we see you.
Yes. And thank you for the Justice League review, John and Samantha. Samantha, it was great having you here. Please come back and visit us again.
I will. Thank you for having me.
John, it's always a pleasure to have you here. You're
good
just
to see you.
Living in the middle of the show.
Good to see you.
Patrick is not here. But Jake, his twin, is... And he's looking at me so irritated.
They're
right
like
now.
The same person.
And they are. They literally are. Just
what's
hateful.
My name? Say my name.
Hateful.
What's my name? Say
and
it.
Then
you're lucky you drove me.
Eduardo, always a pleasure to have another brown person here. Yep. Back me up on the tacos and the pizza with pineapple.
Nope.
Like we're supposed to because we're supposed to stick
nope.
together.
Nope. I don't care.
Supposed to back
you're me supposed to stick with me. Who puts pineapple on pizza?
I know. I say the same thing. Cool I say do. Exactly that.
And if you're really a brown person, yes. you should be saying it pizza.
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 What do you drink of the pizza?
Pizza.
What do you drink of the pizza?
Coca-Cola.
No, Pepsi. All right. So goodbye, everybody. Until next time, this transmission ends now. Fight the power.